Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets mixed, pairing the worst of the early session losses following the resignation of the head of President Trump's National Economic Council, Gary Cohen. Dow was down 83 points or 0.3%, having been down as much as 350 points in late morning trade. That saw the index erase year-to-date gains. The broader S&P 500 slipped just 0.05%, with information technology, real estate and healthcare the leading sectors, while consumer staples and energy brought up the rear. The technology-centric Nasdaq outperformed with a 0.3% rise. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Donald Trump will sign a proclamation to enact new tariffs on steel and aluminium this week, with potential carve-outs for Mexico, Canada and possibly other countries. On the US economic data front, the ADP payroll report showed February to be another strong month for job creation in the US, with companies adding 235,000 positions ahead of consensus expectations for the addition of 195,000 payrolls. The data is positive lead into Friday's key official jobs report. Automotive stocks led a rebound on Europe's main markets after opening falls, with Renault up 5.6% following a Reuters report that the company was in talks with Nissan to sell most of the French government's stake in the carmaker to its Japanese alliance partner. Germany's DAX gained 1.1% and France's CAC up 0.3%. The European Central Bank holds its latest monetary policy meeting tonight, our time, followed by a press conference with Central Bank President Mario Draghi. London's FTSE edged up 0.2%, Rolls-Royce Holdings surging 11.5% after the aircraft engine manufacturer swung to a 2017 pre-tax profit of £4.9 billion and forecast mid-single-digit revenue growth in 2018. However, mining stocks capped broader market gains, with BHP down 1% and Rio Tinto PLC down 0.2%. Elsewhere, Royal Bank of Scotland rose 0.4% after the lender agreed to a $500 million settlement of charges it had sold faulty residential mortgage-backed securities to investors in the run-up to the global financial crisis. Base metals were weaker, copper down 0.7% to be trading around $3.15 a pound. Spot iron ore also weaker, the benchmark contract slipping 23 cents to $75.84 a metric tonne. Bearish outside markets, namely a firmer US dollar and sharply lower crude prices, weighed on gold futures, which were down $9.10 to around $1,326. Sharp falls on all markets despite the latest official weekly inventory data recording a smaller than expected build in US crude stocks. WTI tumbled $1.45 to $61.15 a barrel, and Brent shed $1.45 to $64.34 a barrel. I would also note our chief economist Michael Knox's very bullish call on oil over the next 12 months. US 10-year Treasury yields inched 0.6 of a basis point higher to 2.88%, with bonds switching from gains to losses during the session amid uncertainty around the White House's future policy path. The Aussie dollar is a touch firmer this morning, buying 78.27 US cents, with traders looking to trade data from both Australia and China later today. Overnight, Canada left their interest rates unchanged as expected.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.